Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Good evening, good evening, and thank you for joining us here on Have You Heard? I'm your host, Richard Dole, and I really do appreciate you listening and tuning in each and every week to Have You Heard? And to checking out our little website podcast where a lot of our previous shows are archived. You can find all of that at haveyouheardjazz.com. Lots of great interviews, lots of great music to share with you there. Well, we have a very exciting show tonight. We have an interview with a very good friend of the show, Mr. Charlie Ballantyne. He will be joining us a little bit later. In fact, I mean, if you're going to get technical on the time issue, we recorded this interview a few weeks ago with Charlie. We met at the Cornerstone Coffee House there at 54th and College across the street from the Jazz Kitchen. And we thank Cornerstone for their hospitality. Very nice people and great food, great service. And we had a lot of good conversation with our waitress about some past jazz heroes of ours. Mr. Jim Edison came up and Al Kolbine, Chuck Carter. So people are hip there. It's a hip place. But yeah, we had a great time talking with Charlie. And he has a new album out. And if you are a regular listener to this show, you know that the last time Charlie was here, he said that he was not going to do an album for a while. I think he had done, at that point, 3 albums in 3 years, and they were all successful and different and just tough projects to constantly be in the studio and doing different things. So he said he was going to take a break and maybe tour a little bit. Well, he did tour a little bit, and well, before you know it, he comes out with another album. This is the album is called Life is Brief, the Music of Bob Dylan. And this has some great players on it. Charlie Ballantyne, of course, on guitar. Mr. Jesse Whitman on bass. Chris Parker on drums. Amanda Gardier on alto saxophone. Rob Dixon on tenor sax. Sean McGowan on organ. Mina Cohane on organ and singing. And then Brandon Wide on acoustic guitar for a few tracks. A really cool collection of great musicians. And this album just has such a great, great sound to it. Charlie is, you know it's Charlie immediately when he starts playing. He has a really open, inviting sound, I think. And I hope you share that opinion. And if you don't are not hip to Charlie, let's get to the music right now, shall we? There's so many. This is an album. There's 12 tracks on it. It's just north of an hour's worth of music. So it's such a worthy album to check out. I should also say that on April 14th, Charlie will be at the Jazz Kitchen for a CD release party. There are 2 shows. You can find out more information at thejazzkitchen.com, or you can check out Charlie's website. It's charlieballantyne.com. That's it's Charlie, CharlieBallantyne.com. Charlie Ballantyne, all one word, .com. Okay, let's get to the music. Then we can talk about it a little bit. We're going to listen to Times They Are A-Changin' and The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. These are both from Charlie Ballantyne's brand new album, Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan.
Thank you.
times they are a-changin', and the lonesome death of Hattie Carroll. That's from the album Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan by Charlie Ballantyne, guitar player, Indianapolis native, Indianapolis liver, Indianapolis lover. He's a great guy. Hey, you're listening to Have You Heard? I'm Richard Dole. Thank you for tuning in. We have a special show tonight. First, we want to say that Charlie will be playing at the Jazz Kitchen for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, on Saturday, April 14th. He always puts on a great show. They're very well attended. I would recommend going to thejazzkitchen.com and figuring out how you can purchase tickets for that show, because it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a real good one. And I also have a little announcement that we're going to take a little break from the show here and have a little announcement of our own. If you may indulge me for just a moment, Matthew Altizer and I have a very, very special announcement we'd like to share with all of you, our loyal, wonderful listeners. To all who are listening far and wide, take note, on April 17th, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. at the Eidson Duckwall Recital Hall, Richard Dole and Jared Roden on bass trombones will be giving a joint recital. They will be joined with special guest Matthew Altizer on alto saxophone. That evening's performance includes several duets performed by Richard Dole and Jared Roden, written by Bach, Bela Bartok, and Dmitri Shostakovich. Matthew Altizer will be playing a piece by Amy Kate entitled Light of Sothis. A world premiere will be premiered, Not From Void or Fire, by Mackenzie Jacob Lamont, for alto saxophone, bass trombone, and Bayan accordion. Mr. Jared Roden will be playing two pieces, one by Brent Wallerab, another one by Alfred Bartels. And Richard Dole will perform five pieces for bass trombone and brass quartet by Nelson Riddle. A fun evening of music on April 17th, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. For more information, please go to haveyouheardjazz.com. And we hope to see you there. And this concludes our special, special recital announcement. Have you heard about the recital that's going to happen Tuesday, April 17th, 2018? Thank you. We now bring you back to the regular scheduled program. A fun little announcement there. You know, Butler University does that for all the recitals, sends out a little press release, a little fanfare press release like that. So April 17th at Butler University at the Eidson Duckwall Recital Hall, Matthew and I will be sharing a stage together, premiering a world premiere that we commissioned, and Jared Roden, one of my favorite trombone players, he and I will be playing some pieces together, and we're all doing our solo pieces. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope to see as many of you out as you can make it. That'd be great. Of course, it's all ages, and it's open to the public. So thank you for indulging me there. But we are talking about Charlie Ballantyne tonight. He has a performance April 14th at the Jazz Kitchen. It's a little CD release party for his brand new album, Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan. And I'd like to play a track called Shelter from the Storm. This is one of my favorites on the album. It features Amanda Gardier on alto saxophone. She is a super awesome saxophone player and a wonderful person. And I just really enjoy her playing. And I'm so happy that Charlie always features her on his albums. We get to listen to her. And I think she's working on a new project of her own. So I can't wait to talk to her about all that stuff. So here it is from the brand new album, Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan, performed by Charlie Ballantyne. This is Shelter from the Storm. Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com. or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support, and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast. Shelter from the Storm, from the brand new album Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan by Charlie Ballantyne. Shelter from the Storm, featuring Amanda Gardier. You're listening to Have You Heard right here on WICR 88.7. For more information about us, you can find us on the web, haveyouheardjazz.com. You can subscribe to our website there and podcast, and you can always be updated with everything that we're doing. You can email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, concerns. And of course, you can always find us on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. And we always thank you for listening, and love talking to people out and about. Whenever I'm out and about talking about the radio show, we always get great comments, and so I know people are out there listening, so I really, really appreciate that. Now, earlier I said that Matthew and I caught up with Charlie Ballantyne, and we did, indeed, we did catch up with Charlie Ballantyne, and we met him at the Cornerstone Coffee Shop, and we talked to him about this album and the how it all came about, and the people that are on it, and how he chose the tunes, and why Bob Dylan. That was the biggest question, why Bob Dylan? Well, we're going to find out. Let's check in with Charlie Ballantyne. Well, a great opportunity for us to meet up in the middle of the day to talk with Charlie Ballantyne. We've been listening to his music all night, and it's great music. It's from that brand new album, Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan. Charlie Ballantyne, thank you and welcome to Have You Heard.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome.
So I'll ask a question. The question that probably everybody wants to know, why Bob Dylan?
I've gotten that a lot, and I wish I had a better answer. I love Dylan's music. I grew up with it. He was the first guy I really remember, you know, almost like trying to emulate, like, you know, when you're in high school and you want to start doing this, and you almost like dress like the musicians that you idolize, and that was Dylan for me. I just, not just his music, but his politics, his kind of weird mystique, you know, skepticism, and I've always just really enjoyed his entire persona.
Yeah, when Rich was in high school, he tried to emulate Gustav Mahler and dress like him at high school, and he got beaten up a lot.
I was not very popular. That's definitely true. But so this is now the last time we have an issue with you here, Charlie. We didn't bring this up in our pre-interview talk, but the last time you were on our show, you said, this is it, recording albums for a while. And then, not 8 months later, I see stuff on Facebook, like, back in the studio recording a new album. It's like, so, because you were, you toured the last album, you did some touring, and then, you were just going to work that for a while. So what happened? What got you back in the studio to do this?
I don't really know. I love going in the studio, and it's kind of, you know, since we're like freelance self-employed musicians, you kind of have to find your own ways to push yourself, I feel like, and progress, and that's one of the ways that I've been able to at least, you know, feel like I'm progressing. Is it's like when you hear yourself, you learn a lot through the studio process, and it's just kind of driven me, as soon as I get done with one album, being like, oh, I wish I would have done this differently, I wish I would have, you know, used these instruments on this song. And so it's like, well, let's go back in and do another one, see if we can get this right, like get this thing I hear in my head.
Can you talk about the studio process a little bit for maybe some of our listeners that don't understand what that is? I mean, because before I was in the studio, it was just kind of this, I had this vision of what it was, like seeing pictures of Frank Sinatra or, you know, people in an isolation booth or whatever. But what is that process going in? Like, how much do you prepare beforehand? How much is, like, working out in the studio? And then when you hear it, the end product, like, how do you, you know, balance all of that stuff out?
Yeah. It's different for each record. Like, the ones where I had mostly original music on, we'd been playing that music for at least several months, most of it. So going in the studio, we were pretty well rehearsed, so it, you know, I would have some very vague, like, charts written out for everybody, and we just kind of, you know, hit record and see what happened. I like to keep it pretty improvisational, pretty open in the studio, kind of like a live performance. For the Dylan record, we rehearsed one time all this music. I spent maybe like 6 months kind of slowly arranging it, not really knowing what I was going to do with this project. So
this had been like percolating. It wasn't a band you were working.
Yeah, this
the
was
Dylan
just
were you sneaking some Dylan tunes into your sets every now and then?
Yeah.
And like people are like, okay, yeah, just, what's going on?
Absolutely. I was just handing charts every once in a while, like, hey, can we try this one tonight? You know, and seeing what it sounded like. But yeah, so it was definitely something I was just working on my own for a minute. And that made this studio process really fun because it was really a testament to like how amazing these musicians are, because we didn't rehearse. Rob didn't rehearse with us at all, Rob Dixon, and I don't know if he'd ever heard the song or anything, but he just came in and was just such a pleasure to work with and such a strong force musically too. It was really fun to just see all these people in their element.
Cool. Okay, so one of the great things of recording live, we're at the Cornerstone Coffee Shop here at 54th and Cal, right across the street from the Jazz Kitchen. And we love recording in here because people are so nice. And
it's usually pretty quiet.
It's usually, you know, we'd be pretty quiet. Sometimes we're sitting over by the bathroom, so you get to hear toilets flushing. But now we have dishes clanking, which is great. I think it's a lot of fun. So let's just list all everybody you've had on this album here. It's yourself on guitar, Jesse Whitman on bass, Chris Parker on drums, Amanda Gardier on alto sax, Rob Dixon tenor sax, Sean McGowan on organ. Mina Cohane also plays organ or Wurlitzer, as it's listed, and sings. And then Brandon Wild. Is that right?
Wide.
Yeah. I can't read my own handwriting. That happens sometimes. He's playing acoustic guitar and singing as well. You're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen April 14th for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. TheJazzKitchen.com is the place to get more tickets. You can also go to CharlieBallantine.com. That's Charlie, and the last name is BallantineE.com. Got it. Make sure everything's spelled right, CharlieBallantine.com. Sounds like a fun night. Are you going to be playing two separate sets, or?
I think they'll be similar. We'll repeat some stuff, but I think it'll be the only show ever where everyone off the record is performing, you know, because there were a lot of people that just did one or two songs on the record, so it'd be hard to like take them on the road when we tour this album, but everyone will be on both shows, so it'll be a lot
of
fun.
Yeah. So Bob Dylan has been around for quite a while, obviously, and written a lot of music, and you were able to pare that down to 12 tracks on this album. How difficult of a process was that for you, being a Dylan fan and just thinking of his entire collection that he's written?
Yeah, that was the hardest part, I think, was going through his, you know, basically his entire discography over the course of like 6 months and narrowing it down to 12. And part of that too was everyone I just like mentioned this record to, or like as an idea I had, I started getting all these messages like, well, you can't do it unless you have like these six songs on it, or you're going to do
not just one.
Yeah, it's like six times. No. You know, it would have been easy if someone was like, yeah, I just really hope you do. Or, don't think twice, but it was always like an elaborate detail. I think you should have like tuba on this tune, and, you know. So it was kind of trying to ignore the outside influences too was tough. But I have my favorite records definitely. I tend to listen to the earlier stuff like Blood on the Tracks and even his first LPs like Times Are a Changin', and just with you know, all the craziness that's going on in the world, I kind of tended to gravitate towards his protest songs too.
That's great.
Yeah, with all the parallels, and so that was definitely an influence on the choosing the songs.
So is there a track on here that's really kind of a deep cut that most people won't recognize as a Bob Dylan tune? I'm sure, like, you know, Bob Dylan fans know every single song he's ever, you know, performed, but, you know, for the lay listener, you know, are there some tracks that, you know, is kind of B-side deep cuts that people probably aren't going to be familiar with?
Yeah, there are definitely a couple more obscure ones. One of them, the second track on the record, is The Death of Emmett Till, and that one wasn't officially on an album of his. It's on there's a few different recordings. One's off of a radio show, and then one's a bootleg live performance. But I've always loved that song, and it was actually one of the first Dylan songs I ever heard, so I definitely wanted to include that one on there.
That's great. Are you going to send the album to Bob Dylan? See what he thinks?
I don't know. I think I'd be afraid to. That was another really hard thing about this record, is that, you know, if I mess up my own tunes, that doesn't really bother me that much. But when you're doing something like this, there has to be that a lot of reverence. Because I love the guy, I love his music, and it had a lot of added pressure to, like, really make this cool.
I'm going to ask one more question here. So, you know, we talked a little earlier about you being in the recording studio and the creative process for this. You know, for those who aren't familiar with, you know, recording music or creating an album and everything, obviously, if you do your solo work, compositions that you wrote, you don't have to worry about publishing rights or anything like that. With, you know, an album completely of Bob Dylan's music, you have to work with publishing houses and get, you know, the rights to record and everything like that. Walk us through the process. What was that like for you?
Nowadays, it's pretty easy. There's a lot of different, you know, apps and softwares that kind of are the middleman for you. It used to be, I think on the first record, I had to go through a lot in terms of like finding who the publishing company is, which can be really tough with music that's like 50 or 60 years old. But now you can just kind of plug it into a database, the title with the person who wrote the song, and they'll just send you a big bill, and they looked up everything for you, and it's a lot easier than it used to be. That's a question I get a lot, and it's pretty easy, so I definitely wouldn't tell anyone, like, oh, don't ever do cover songs. It's a pretty painless process.
Well, that certainly wasn't the case when we were working for the record label. I mean, there was a lot of searching and everything.
Certain tunes were harder. You had to deal with all that. I just had to hear about it.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Well, when we're listening to this stuff, what should people be listening for? How did you expand the tunes out to add some solos and to expand the basics of the tune? How true were you to the original? Because so many people have done covers on Bob Dylan, and, you know, so did you go back to the original, your favorite Bob Dylan version of it, and then how did you put yourself on those things?
Some of the songs are closer to the original than others, and some we took pretty far from any arrangement we've heard. And there was no real method to which ones we kept close to the original. But the main thing I wanted to kind of accomplish was not to, I didn't want it to be contrived or corny in any way, because I love when jazz people cover pop songs, but at the same time, I didn't want it to be like, oh, here's Times Are A-Changin' and a blues shuffle feel. You know, I did not want it to be one of those records. So we tried to stay true to the song as much as possible, not bury it in improvisation too much, and just try and make it our own at the same time. So
that's a tough road to walk there.
Yeah.
So that's great, because I think it's easy to just say, all right, we'll just go through the melody and then we'll have a bunch of people soloing and that will fill it out. So that's noble. I think that's noble, Charlie, to do that.
How are you releasing this album for people who are going to be looking for it? Is it strictly digital? Are you?
It's on every medium: CD, vinyl, and digital.
No cassette tape this time, huh?
No cassette tape. You know, those are coming back, though.
I don't know why.
There's no reason for it to come back.
Pretty soon it'll be wax cylinder.
I'm trying to find the beginning of a track. That was like my whole childhood.
Yeah.
Trying to fast forward to like the fifth track.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so it's available on iTunes, Amazon, and probably you'll have it available, I'm just guessing, at the Jazz Kitchen on Saturday.
Yeah, copies of everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. Well, Charlie, we really appreciate you sitting down with us and talking about this fun album, Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan. It's by Charlie Ballantyne. This is your, what, third or fourth album in as many years?
Fourth interview with you guys. So why I'm releasing him, really.
Yeah. So what's on the next album?
Yeah,
then?
what do we expect next year, Charlie?
there's no idea as of yet. So
we've heard that before. we'll keep an update on your new album when it comes out next year, and we look forward to sitting down. And you can come back and talk to us anytime. You don't have to release the album just to talk to us. We're always looking for opportunity to. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, man, this is an expensive friendship.
Well, one day we should have you back and just talk about the music that has actually affected your life and kind of made you become a musician, and we can look at that music, because we've done that with a lot of our guests, and I don't think we've ever really done that. We always just play your music, so we should play music that you like and see what happens.
I mean, he might like his own music too.
Yeah, nobody likes their own music.
That's true.
That's why we keep going back and recording it. Yeah, get it right.
Trying to fix it.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
What a great conversation we had with Charlie. Thank you, Charlie, for meeting us out and talking about your album and the music and the creative process. And everything like that. I think it's so interesting how everybody has a different process of getting to their creativity and recording and playing and this thinking about everything. Everybody's different, but it's also kind of the same. You know, whether you're talking with writers or painters or musicians, everybody has a process that they go through. And I find that very, very interesting. And so it makes it fun to talk to people, I guess. So Charlie Ballantyne, his brand new album, Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan. It's going to be premiered at the Jazz Kitchen April 14th for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. For more information, you can go to thejazzkitchen.com. And you can also go to Charlie's website, which is charlieballantyne.com. charlieballantyne.com, all one word there. And you can find all the information you want to know about Charlie Ballantyne. And we've listened to a lot of great music from this album and heard a fun interview with him. And so, closing, I'm looking forward to what I want to play to end the show. And I got to play the tune that features Mina Kohane singing on it. It's called I Shall Be Released. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful tune, and this band plays it amazingly. It's just it's such a fun tune to listen to. So we have to listen to that. And we want to leave you on a happy note, because Charlie is a happy guy. He's just like so happy-go-lucky, laid back. He's chill. Some people say that I'm relaxed. But next to Charlie, I'm like a basket case, man. Charlie's like the most laid-back cat. And he's so much fun to be around and great to talk to him. So we're going to end tonight with two tunes, I Shall Be Released and It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Again, this is Have You Heard? Thank you for tuning in. We've been listening to the music of Charlie Ballantyne, his brand new album, his fourth album in as many years. It's unbelievable. Life is Brief, the music of Bob Dylan. CD release party this weekend at The Jazz Kitchen, April 14th, two shows. And of course, you can get this music. It's available everywhere. Amazon, iTunes. You can go to your local record store and pick it up there as well, because he has LPs and CDs, and they look beautiful. The artwork is really beautiful. And congratulations to Charlie. If you're just tuning in and you want to catch the rest of the show or the beginning of the show, you can go to haveyouheardjazz.com. We'll have this interview archived, past interviews and shows archived. We'll also have information about our upcoming recital, April 17th at Butler University. We hope you can join us for that as well. All right. Well, thank you to Charlie for this great music and for sharing it with us. And I can't wait to hear him this Saturday at the Jazz Kitchen. So we're going to end tonight with two tunes, I Shall Be Released and It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Take it away, Charlie. You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.